Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News 720 WGN. You'd have to be under a rock not to notice some of the campaign ads that are produced by people who play by the rules. It's a PAC run by Dan Proft, and they are responsible for the commercial that featured Lori Lightfoot with skin that is darker than her skin is. The Scream commercial that we all saw aired during the Bears game when we went, what was that about? And apparently the victim that was captured on that Ring doorbell footage was not aware that was going to be used in a commercial. And now there's another one that perhaps you've noticed. People are taking exception to these commercials. It takes political commercials to what I think is a new low, especially when you're using victims of crime and they have no say-so. Certainly didn't give their permission for this to be used. Father Michael Flager, you know him. He is he's standing with one of the families. The family you were standing with yesterday, Father, they lost a niece and a nephew in a murder that happened, what, during the Puerto Rican Day festivities last summer?
Yeah, Puerto Rican Day festivities. Absolutely. So she was actually a nephew and his wife. Yesterday at the press conference we had a talking about, the mother was so in pain over again, she actually collapsed. The auntie did the talking. I think you named it very well. It's a new low. And it's two things that are really disturbing to me. First, obviously, is the, you know, this, we're a city that's already got a lot of racial stereotyping and division that goes on in Chicago and in America. But so stereotyping this black and brown youth involved in violence is not something we need to keep pushing and feeding in our city. But the more important issue to me is this trauma. Any psychologist, and I talked to two about these commercials, who said, one, if you are obviously the victim's family, it just, you know, puts your trauma on a 10, like it happened yesterday.
Right.
But anybody who's gone through any kind of violence, when they see this thing or hear that scream, and all of a sudden they're re-traumatized all over again. And, you know, political ads, and they get dirty, and we know all the rest. This is not about partisan. This is just about holding some standard of saying we're not going to play on the pain of families and re-victimize them by showing this stuff. And like you just mentioned, nobody gave anybody permission. Now, I know
right.
Legally, I guess, if it's in the public domain, you can use it. But morally and ethically, it's just wrong seeing your loved one back out there being executed or being robbed. You know, the victims are angry and they're hurt and they're terrified and traumatized all over. And I know, you know, Mr. Bailey has said, well, this is the Dan Proft and the PAC doing this. Okay, fine. But they're doing these ads for you. And you need to tell them, listen, I don't want these ads used and going after my opponent or going out to me. We're going to hold a standard here. And if you can't do that, then I think it shows a whole lot about your character. If you want to lead a state, but you cannot, you know, condemn things that are just hurting people and traumatizing people, that says something about your character.
Father Michael Flager is the pastor of St. Sabina Church, a longtime activist, a well-known person in the Chicagoland area. We grabbed some audio, Father, that was on CBS 2 of Dan Proft when he was approached about these commercials.
Do you feel that you should have, though, tried to reach out to and at least contact the victim?
I mean, I have no way of getting a hold of the victim. I'm not looking to interfere with her life or any other life. Anybody else's life.
But don't you feel by airing this ad that you have interfered with her life? Because she certainly feels that way.
This is public domain. News stations put it in the public domain.
I'm here to talk to you about if you feel that it was the right thing to do ethically to use that video in an ad without getting the victim's permission, considering victims' advocates.
I don't need the permission.
I know you don't need it legally, but ethically, considering victims' advocates also say that the use of that video was abhorrent. Well, in this purpose.
Like I said, when everybody's sensibilities are such that they're not going to broadcast acts of violence, then you can come back and talk to me. But until then, nope.
WGN-TV has pulled the spot. NBC-TV has pulled the spot. Ethics are out the window, Father. There's no doubt about it. So legally, you can't do anything. You're just trying to put pressure on them so that Senator Bailey's campaign steps up or somebody steps up and says, we're not going to use victims to get votes.
Exactly. And, you know, and I think the reporter said it well. You're saying you don't want to interfere with these lives. You are absolutely interfering with these lives. And there's a whole lot of stuff that is in public domain that is ethically and morally just objective to put out there. So, you know, don't hide behind the legal protection that you can do it. The question has to be asked, is it right to do? Is it right for these families or any family? Would it be something about your wife or your child that was in both public domain was covered in a news story? Not in anything else. It was not some talk show. This is a news story. And so there's a lot of stuff in the public domain through news stories. But your moral conscience should be able to say, this is just not right. This isn't good. And if Dan Proft finds no problem with that, then not only we've gone to a low level, but a low-life person is bringing us to a no level, and he should be ashamed of himself.
And he's not an Illinois resident any longer, is he?
No, he's not. But what does he care? You know, he's all about, you know, politicizing this stuff, and, you know, there's no obviously, you know, voice that rises up in him that says, hey, Dan, this probably isn't good. And obviously the people around him, you know, the people that are donating money to this PAC, they need to speak up and tell him, hey, this is not the stuff we're donating money to run this kind of a thing out of. They need to say, give me my money back if this is what you're going to do with it.
Father Flager, thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. And, hey, who's going to win on Sunday? You think the Bears got this one?
The Bears got it. It's a done deal. You can, you know, go ahead and celebrate.
I'll take it from you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Come up. We're talking to Sam Toya. Hopefully, we'll be dining outside for a long time to come in the city of Chicago. First, to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.